This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back to another episode of Ask Ready or Not. I'm Loz and I'm here to answer your questions about how to make work work. Today, we're diving into the 5 interview questions that you need to ask that could make all the difference in landing that job that you want. Whether you're looking for part-time, full-time, or something flexible, these questions are all about standing out and showing your value. I will preface this by saying there are so many questions that you could ask in different categories, whether it be leadership, culture, flexibility, etc. These 5 are my personal favorite from an information gathering perspective. And on many occasions, you're not going to be able to ask all 5. You'll probably be able to ask 1 or 2. So this would be my top picks from a very, very large list. Bear in mind, I would not consider myself someone who is a questions expert when it comes to interviews, but I have had success with asking these. And I have also found it really refreshing when people have asked me these in an interview setting before. Question number 1, how does this role contribute to the company's bigger goals? This question for me is a game changer because it shows that you're not just focused on ticking off your own daily to-do list within the role that you've applied for. You care about the bigger picture. Companies love candidates who want to contribute to their growth. Plus, it gives you an insight into whether this company aligns with your values and your longer-term career goals. Make sure you listen really closely to how they respond. Number 1, do they have a clear answer? This will help you gauge if the company has a vision that excites you. It will also help you determine what management is like. Do they have clear goals? Is there one clear goal that they're focused on, or is there 50? Sometimes when the person hiring reels off, oh, we've got this goal and then we've got that goal and then there's the other goal, you know, we're all kind of working towards, it can honestly feel like a gigantic mess. Are you looking for a role with loads of ambiguity, or are you wanting something more structured? However, the person hiring answers this role is going to give you the clarity that you're after. Question number 2. There are 2 ways I think you can frame this. The first one would look like this. What does success look like for this position in the first 6 months? Pretty standard. I would say an elevated way of asking that would be, what do you think would make someone good at this role within the first 6 months? And what do you think would make them exceptional? That is a very clear differentiator. This one is all about showing that you are already thinking ahead and you are placing yourself in the exceptional category. You are not someone that is going to come in and do the job description. You are wanting to excel. You are wanting to prove yourself as someone that goes above and beyond. Never a bad thing for a hiring manager. By asking this, you also set the stage to understand the expectations, whether they're realistic, and how your success will be measured. So once you know what success looks like, tie it back to your experience and explain how you have achieved similar goals in past roles. Question 3, can you tell me about the team I'll be working with? Culture matters, especially when you become a working mum. You are not going to want to spend your precious time in an environment that is toxic or with people that you just do not click with, or maybe it's people that you would have loved to have worked with 10 years ago and you're just not in that headspace anymore. You want to make sure that the team is supportive, collaborative, and understand the importance of work-life balance. This question will give you a sense of the dynamics and help you picture yourself in that environment. If the answer is super vague, there is no reason why you can't prod or poke a little bit more in a respectful manner. For example, do the team have regular whips? Are they the type of team that have set roles, or do you interchange and help each other out? What is the best way of working with everybody? After they answer, share a story about how you've thrived in a team environment, especially if you've managed both work and home life effectively. So ways that you can showcase your own experience in different team dynamics is perfect. Question 4. The older I get, the more important I realize this question is, what opportunities for growth or development does the company offer? Even if you're looking for something part-time or flexible, you still want to grow in your career. The reality is, if you are looking to expand your family, you may be considering working for this employer for a period of 2 to 3 years, which is not a short amount of time. This question shows that you are serious about long-term success and professional development. Plus, it helps you figure out if this is a place where you can continue to build your skills. When they respond, mention any areas where you're interested in growing. This shows that you're proactive and eager to bring even more value to the role. I would also say the area of development has come such a long way in companies, and there are so many good ways that companies can showcase how they develop their people. If the response that you're receiving is subpar, I would urge you to consider whether this is the right organization for you. Common questions that come to mind: how long have people been there for? Have they stayed in the role for a really long time? Is there room for movement? Does the company value employees moving around and trying different things within the organization? Is it a place where you move up the ranks every couple of years? Like, what is the overall vibe for career progression? And question number five, this is my personal favorite. This is a question that you would ask at the end of an interview to solidify why you're the right person for the role. Do you have any feedback for me or any concerns that I can address? I believe this is the most important question. It shows that you are self-aware, that you want to make sure that you're positioning yourself in the best possible light so that after that conversation ends, there are no red flags. There are no questions that were left unanswered. There are no conversations that hiring manager is having that could revolve around the topic of, oh, I'm just not sure that she has enough experience in this. You want to hit the nail on the head with that one. Every time I have asked this question, I've always seen genuine surprise, like it's not asked more often. And I'm a bit taken aback as to why. By asking this question, it really does allow you to finish the interview on your own terms. So if that person raised a question to you that suggested that perhaps out of the other candidates that they'd interviewed, your experience was on the lower side, it gives you an opportunity to rebut that and say, I understand you may have concerns around X, Y, and Z. What I can say is these are the areas where I could add value, and I'm really confident in my approach to making sure that the team feels well supported, that the work is done, that I work to deadlines. Whatever it is, it gives you that opportunity to really like close the deal and put your best foot forward and make a lasting impression. There you have it. Short, sharp, five questions. Those are my personal favorites that will help you stand out and land the job. These questions don't just show that you're qualified. They show that you're strategic. They show that you are forward thinking and that you are serious about finding the right fit for you and for the employer. Remember, interviews are a two-way street. You are interviewing them too. So these questions are all about discovery. Good luck. Write these questions down and feel free to come back to them whenever you have an interview.